This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was the summer of 2014 when 500,000 Toledo residents lost their drinking water thanks to thick carpets of bacteria-laden algae on Lake Erie. It hammered home a warning that scientists have been trying to sell us for years. Lake Erie's in serious trouble. Andy Stewart wants to make sure nobody forgets that warning. He's the president of the Rotary Club of Toledo. The club's hosting a Lake Erie crisis conference this weekend. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We came across a quote of yours in the Toledo Blade, and I'll read it back to you. You say, "The lake is sick with algae. We have to ask ourselves, how can this happen in a civilized society?" I'm wondering, did you always feel that way, or did that Toledo water shutdown in 2014 light a new fire for you?
Well, it lit a new fire for me and the other 424 members of the Rotary Club of Toledo. I think a lot of us were really shocked by the events of early August of 2014 when the mayor of Toledo felt like he needed to shut down the water system. And we were shocked because we had no idea that the lake was in this kind of condition. I hadn't been on the lake in many years. I did in a younger part of my life when I wasn't so frantically busy as I am now. And I had no idea until I started looking at satellite photos of the lake how bad the situation's become. This annual algae bloom, it covers the entire western basin of Lake Erie and goes across the lake to Canada, and now is creeping further and further east every year. It's quite dramatic, and it's put ourselves in a situation where not just our physical health is threatened, but our entire economic health is threatened. And if we don't do something about it now, it could become such a large problem that it could be overwhelming. If we want to keep our quality of life, much less our economy, going, we're going to have to deal with it, and we're going to have to start dealing with it right away.
I'm kind of interested, why you, and even more specifically, why the Rotary Club of Toledo? Because, honestly, we know the Rotary Club is certainly known for philanthropy, but taking on the pollution problem in Lake Erie, it seems a little unusual for a Rotary Club, doesn't it?
Well, I think to those who aren't involved in Rotary, it would seem that way. I think we're probably pretty well known for planting groves of trees in parks and reading books to small children. But the fact of the matter is that Rotary Clubs all over the world, of which there are 34,000 Rotary Clubs in 206 nations around the world, has taken on the world's most daunting problems and have done a very good job solving them. One of them, I think, that we're most proud of is in 1979 we started talking about how to eradicate polio from the planet. And by 1987 we completed our first major fundraising campaign. We raised $247 million. And we went to the World Health Organization and said, we want to help. The World Health Organization was rather skeptical at first, and until we mentioned we'd raised $247 million, and they thought that was probably pretty good. So
that gets someone's attention.
It sure did. And we started on that path, and this year there's only 34 new cases of polio reported around the world. That's just one model for the rest of us to understand that we can take on these seemingly daunted tasks and do something about it. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the algae started to reemerge in Lake Erie about 21 years ago. It's only gotten worse over time, even though we've had more federal and state government people looking at it, also our friends in Canada looking at it, and non-governmental agencies trying to figure out how to solve the problem. We're really not making any progress. And this is very similar to polio. Lots of good people were trying to solve the problem, but they couldn't. And we feel like we bring a different perspective to this issue, and that's the point of the conference, is to provide a non-political, non-partisan environment where we can have an honest discussion about what's really causing the problem and then create a path to first alleviating and then eliminating the algae from the lake.
So turn down the politics and talk about the problem that we need to face.
Exactly, because really this situation, and I'm not a scientist, and nobody in the Rotary Club of Toledo or any of the other clubs that are participating or any of the other zones that are participating in this conference, none of us think that we're scientists. So don't think that we have the chemistry background to actually provide the solution. But what we do as Rotarians better than any other organization on the planet is that we collaborate. When we walk in through the doors to any Rotary meeting, whether it's a committee meeting or something as large as the Rotary International Convention, we set aside our personal differences and unite in the ideal of service. And so what we're bringing to this is that sort of attitude, because the one thing that I have found in the work I've been putting into this conference for the past 14 months is that this situation, this problem is tied up in a Gordian knot. And that Gordian knot is really caused by two things, money and politics. And we have to solve this problem of this Gordian knot if we're going to save our lake. That's the real value of Rotarians inserting themselves into this process. And I can tell you in conversations I've had with federal and state officials that are really trying to solve this problem that when they find out that Rotary is becoming involved in it, they're relieved. They're actually relieved to find out that we're becoming a part of this conversation because they know of our reputation and know that we're here to help and we're actually going to bring this right attitude to solving this problem.
Well, let's talk about the Rotary Lake Erie Crisis Conference that's happening this coming Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. What's on the docket and what's the goal?
The conference is going to take two parts. The first part is educational. Starting Friday afternoon and through most of the day on Saturday, we're going to have keynote addresses and panel discussions and town hall meetings where Rotarians and the general public are all invited to come and learn about the problem and learn from the people who are dealing with this problem firsthand. And then they get to ask questions of these people. And one of the things that we want to find out is, what are the barriers to success here? What are the barriers keeping us from solving this problem? We want to find out what those barriers are and to engage in these discussions to try to create a path where we can start eliminating these problems. It's the same sort of attitude that Rotarians bring to their businesses. We ask ourselves, you know, what are our own barriers to our own successes? Well, why not bring these same kind of common sense questions to this issue as well? So there's going to be a significant part of the conference devoted to learning about the problem and learning about what's been done so far and what other plans there are for it. And then the other side of it is that we're inviting people to exhibit their ideas about how to first alleviate and then eliminate the algae blooms in the lake. And we're not charging exhibitors any fees whatsoever. They're free to come and exhibit their ideas. And what we're asking the Rotarians to do is to go and spend time in the exhibit area talking to these folks. And the idea is that a bunch of clubs, this is not just the Rotary Club of Toledo. I mean, there's many Rotarians coming from many different clubs to this. And what we want these Rotarians to do is go back to their clubs and say, listen, I spent time with this idea. I think we should fund a test and see whether it works or not. And if it doesn't work, let's not worry about this anymore. If it does work, let's see how cost-efficient it is. And the idea is to test a bunch of these ideas at one time, get a bunch of data back at one time, so that we can pick and choose which ideas are going to be viable and which aren't.
Do you have benchmarks in mind for this conference? I mean, how will you feel or know that it has succeeded?
So far, we're going to have about 200 people there. The numbers could go higher. I think that's pretty good for a first-time conference. And we're planning on doing this conference for 20 years. We're going to keep doing this conference until the problem is solved. So there's a long-term perspective here on the part of Rotarians to eliminate the algae from the lake. The first thing we want to do, I think, in the short term, is that we're going to establish dialogues, we're going to establish relationships, we're going to learn a lot about what the problems are, and we're going to fund tests in the field. I think that's a very busy day and a half, and I think it's all going to result in creating a path to eliminating the algae from the lake.
You can get more information about the conference, which is October 23rd and 24th, by going to RotaryLakeErieConference.org. That's RotaryLakeErieConference.org. And by the way, you don't need to be a Rotarian to attend.
That's right.
Andy Stewart's the president of the Rotary Club of Toledo. Andy, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us, and we'll have to follow up with you and hear what kind of ideas came out of the conference.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.